This is Twit.
I got a little excited. AirTag, we've been hearing about AirTags for a year when Apple first leaked that information by accident in a video. Here's the funny thing. When you look at it, remember that render that, was it you, Andy, or Renee, who were saying, oh, I hope it doesn't have all that writing on it.
It was
exactly right. That's what they look like. Shiny on one side with the words ultra-wideband AirTag designed by Apple in California, assembled in China, Bluetooth LE. On the other side, just a sheer plastic face that you can put a name, a logo, yeah, a happy face on.
Pops off to replace a battery.
That's nice. What did I say? 2032, I think.
CR2032.
Yeah. They are $30, but you can get a pack of four for $100. I guess the biggest difference is UWB, right? That's what makes it distinct from, say, Tile or other Bluetooth trackers. Yes?
Yeah. It's using Bluetooth 5 to be kind of the beacon technology that's constantly sending out a little ping. And I think what really makes this magical is what Oprah said a long time ago, a billion phones in people's pockets, y'all.
Right.
The Find My network is vast. And because of that, it's not just, you know, folks that you know. It's not just folks that have kind of come in contact with your phone before. It's anybody that's within the Find My network who can be a potential point of communication with that tracker, meaning that if you leave it somewhere, you will be able to find it. So that Bluetooth signal is getting sent out, and that's how devices can kind of pick up on it. But then with you doing it yourself with your own tracker, once you get within the range of the device, that's whenever the UWB kicks in and lets you see on your phone an arrow that kind of is warmer, and will point you to where you need to go to find the device. And I like what Apple has done from the privacy aspect, which on top of the stuff that we'd seen up to this point, one thing that they mentioned in the keynote that I was not aware of was they're very sound focused, meaning that your little thing is going to be making noise as you're trying to find it. And at the same time, that also means I can't hide this in someone's bag or something like that. There's no way to do that because
that's important.
Making noise.
There was fear that people could pop it into somebody's purse and stalk them. But that can't happen because you'll hear a beeping coming from your AirTag.
Yeah, the messaging is pretty clear too. I just popped onto Tile's own site and I'm clicking around and I don't see anything to assure people that here's how your Tile can't be weaponized against you. Whereas right in the press release, Apple's going point by point by point. One of our devices is separated from its owner for an extended period of time, whether or not the person activates it, it will start chirping, so you will be able to find it. They've also extended it to any device that has NFC for a couple of really, really important things. One of them is simply for the benefit of the owner, so that if I have my Android phone and I see someone's keys with an Apple tracker on it, I can tap it with the NFC chip on my my Android phone, and it will pop up. Here's the owner of this device. Here's how to get the back to it. But the other thing is that if I find one of these things in my bag and I didn't put it there, I can tap it with my Android phone, and again, according to the newsroom, I can deactivate it from there so that I can at least say I don't know who is trying to track me with this, but this thing dies right now. And there are other things that are inside the messaging for this. So the fact that Apple This is quite an Apple product in that it's all about making sure you do this very, very simple thing very, very well. It's very, very easy to create a Bluetooth tracker. It's very, very hard to create a tracker that sands over all the rough edges and make sure there aren't any streaks in the paint job. And I would be shocked if Tile didn't respond to this by, again, adding a privacy notice or privacy page on the TileApp.com page. Right now, there is a link for privacy, but it's only for website privacy.
There's a quick note that I want to make because I have seen a lot of confusion about this and have been getting questions about it. The only way for that the Bluetooth 5 is going to work for any device that you have to do use the Find My Network and find these devices. But for the precision tracking, which is where you'll get haptic feedback as you're holding, say, your phone and moving it around, along with visual feedback and sound cues, that precision tracking is only available if you have a device that also has an ultra wideband chip in it. And that may seem obvious. I thought it was obvious and to me.
But it's not all iPhones. It's only iPhones since iPhone 11, right? Or
correct. Yeah. So you if you're looking for that and you were hoping for that and you have an older iPhone before iPhone 11, it is not available to you. But Apple does have a list of the devices that will support UWB. And then there are also some countries that the frequency for UWB is not given to companies to be able to use.
Yeah. Let's also shout out for accessibility. Again, there are other journalists who are more experienced with accessibility than I will, that I'm sure going to write some good stuff about this. But that did kind of strike out to me that it not only will it use accessibility features to actually speak out to you, okay, it's about 9 feet away and to your left, but also the fact that it's using haptics inside the phone, so you don't have to be able to look at a screen and look at a map and follow an AR pip in order to get there. That's another really nice touch.
Cold, warmer, hot. No AR. It's just an arrow telling you which way to go. I think that's great. It also uses the AirPod-style pairing. That was always something that was a pain in the butt for me with the tracker, was getting that thing paired to your Bluetooth was always tricky. So with an iPhone, this will work well at a price. These are not only are they... Well, actually, the price is not bad. I think that's roughly what the other guys charge. But if you want any of the doohickeys... to hold it, those
Hermes.
Are
gonna the Hermes line. Oh my god, I so wish Renee were here.
Yeah, I knew, and I saw that. I said, "Oh, this is for Renee." The little, even the Apple key tags are, you know, $50, but the Hermes tags, if you want the luggage tag, $449.
Yeah,
Air tag not included.
I mean, for some people, this is important. Yeah. This is important. Yeah. For them to,
and I think Apple realizes that, as with phone cases, there will be plenty of people who will make you give you a bag of like 10 silicone rubber Air tag holders for $5 on Amazon. They're the store that will give you like the really, really nice one, or the roundup. Oh, well, gee, if I'm already spending $30, why don't I round that up to 50?
Yeah, there's really, no really reason nice you'd tag. Have to buy the Apple holder, the key holder. I like it that they've not patented
the circle yet.
I like it. Yeah, right. I like it. They put little icons on there. That's kind of fun, kind of handy. Tile has been really complaining about this. Of course, they actually, the CEO of Tile testified to Congress that this was an antitrust issue, and you can see why they're terrified, because the way the Tile network works, or any of these other trackers, is somebody has to have a Tile to see your Tile. But as you point out, with a billion iPhones out there, there's a lot larger chance that there'd be... And you don't have to have the UWB to see the tracker. That's Bluetooth LE. That's every iPhone. We'll see that. So that means you'll get pinged that your thing is somewhere by a much larger potential audience. It's going to be a huge network. I think that's pretty good.